Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. And today we're going to continue our talk about return to school. So children, if this is going to be too offensive for you, you don't have to listen, but I'm sure the parents are going to be happy. And today we have three guests from the Dubois Area School District. We have Wendy Benton, the superintendent, Lauren McLaughlin, the assistant superintendent, and our friend Brad Leshinsky, who's been on the show before to talk about his program, the Ready program. So we are going to get with the questions, but first let me welcome Wendy, Lauren, and Brad. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Let's go to a commercial, and then we'll get right to the questions.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
We're back on the Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea, your host. And if you just joined, we have Wendy Benton, Lauren McLaughlin, and Brad Leshinsky. And Wendy, I'm going to start with asking you a question. You know, everybody is concerned about expenses and money, and everything has gone up. And there was a rumor about the breakfast program. And I wanted to ask you, is Dubois Schools going to be able to have their breakfast program this year?
Absolutely. We want to provide that reassurance to families that we are fully prepared to provide both a free breakfast and lunch to all students through the community eligibility provision. That is something that our business manager, Jeanette Buryak, applies for our school district and secures. And we are so grateful to be able to provide those supports for our families. Most recently, we offered our summer food program, and we had a tremendous increase in the participation. We served, I believe it was over 14,000 meals this summer, which was an increase of over 8,000 meals from the summer previously. So that really reinforces the need for these supports in our community, and we are honored to be able to provide and help meet that need for our kids.
So listeners, tell everybody you know, there is still going to be a free breakfast program at the Dubois Area Schools. And that's great to hear, because you know, everything has gone up. And that's a big relief for our families to know that they can get breakfast at school. And that helps start their day off right, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Wendy, as we prepare for the new school year, what are you guys most excited about for the students and staff?
I'm most excited about welcoming everyone back and seeing the energy that comes with the new school year. There's just something special about that first day. I've recently attended several kindergarten orientations, and the kids are just jumping up and down. They're spinning. They're excited. They're clapping. There's just something special about it. It's an opportunity for students to reconnect with friends, meet new teachers, set new goals, and begin fresh. We have an outstanding staff, and I'm excited to see the relationships, opportunities, and experiences that they'll create for our students throughout the year.
That is good to hear. As a graduate of Dubois Area Schools, I'm proud that that's a bright spot of our community. So thank you for your oversight of the school. We do appreciate it. Are there any changes this year that families need to be aware of before the first day of school?
There's really not significant changes. We will have just a few changes to our transportation procedures as it pertains to football games. And our chief of police, Janice Bard, has been working collaboratively with our athletic director to just ensure a smoother transition as families and community members are coming out to enjoy events at our stadium.
Well, that's fantastic. I know the last football game I went to, the stadium was packed. So you get some great attendance at those games. Mm-hmm. How about some of the top priorities for this school year?
Mm-hmm. Well, our priorities remain centered on student achievement, safety, belonging, and preparing students for life beyond graduation. And we are continuing to strengthen our academic opportunities, career readiness, student wellness, and meaningful connections between students and trusted adults. We are also looking strategically at the future, including how we can expand opportunities for our youngest learners and continue building partnerships that benefit students, families, and the greater Du Bois community.
Yes, it's amazing how the younger kids' learning and their excitement for learning really sets the course for their whole school career. So if you can get it right with the little ones, that carries through, and that's good to hear that you're focusing on them. How about security? What's the district doing to ensure a safe environment for every student?
Sure. Safety is foundational to everything that we do. We continue to invest in physical security, training, emergency preparedness, communication, and strong partnerships with law enforcement and our school safety personnel. But safety is also about students feeling known, valued, and connected. So we place a great deal of emphasis on relationships, positive school culture, mental health supports, and programs that help students feel a true sense of belonging. And we always stress the importance of school safety being a shared responsibility. And we stress, if you see something, say something. And just a reminder to our community that we have an anonymous reporting tip line that is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, through the Safe to Say Something program. And that is something that you can access on the website. There's an app that you can download to your smartphone, and there's also a phone number. And anytime, day or night, if you have a concern, you can report it there. It's triaged through the Office of the Attorney General, and they get in contact with us 24 hours a day to let us know of the concern, and our team, we address it immediately.
Wow. Well, times have really changed. I know when I was attending Wasson Avenue, the doors weren't locked. You could open any door. And it's good that we've updated the security for all the buildings and that people have to have a reason to go to the school. They can't just walk in like they did in my day. And I definitely feel a strong sense of security. I have a little one that's going to be going to the middle school. Well, she doesn't think she's little, but I do. What advice would you have for the kids that are transitioning? I remember that was even a big nervous thing for me, too. Like, wow, we're going to go to that building, and all the kids are going to be there, not just my Wasson Avenue friends.
Sure. Well, the middle school specifically, as the former principal, I really try to stress the importance of actually going into the school. And I think that, you know, students and parents both just really feel so much more confident and comfortable whenever they see the teaming structure and just the close proximity in which their classes are located. But I would also tell parents that it's completely understandable for both children and families to feel a little nervous when beginning school or transitioning to a new building. And, you know, our staff understands how important those first experiences are, and they work very hard to make students feel welcome, supported, and comfortable. And I would encourage parents to stay positive, communicate with the school, and reassure their child that there are caring adults ready to help them every step of the way.
And I was very impressed to hear about the plan about how you separate the younger kids from the older middle school students. Mm-hmm. And you guys have done a very fine job of doing that. And I want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
How about some advice for students to have a successful school year, both academically and personally?
Mm-hmm. My advice is simple. I would tell them to show up, work hard, be kind, and get involved. Don't be afraid to ask questions or ask for help. There are many adults throughout our schools who want you to succeed. So take advantage of the opportunities available to you. Try something new, build positive relationships, and remember that success is not about being perfect. It's about continuing to learn, grow, and improve.
And I guess the key is to involve yourself, because you have lots of activities for the kids to get involved in. Yeah. And certainly it's a better experience when you are involved. I lived out in one of the townships, and at that time my parents didn't like to drive into town any more than they needed to.
Sure.
So because of that, I wasn't involved in any sports activities and what have you, and I wished I would have. Mm-hmm. So now that my kids are closer to the school, I'm definitely encouraging them to get involved. Mm-hmm. Do you have any upcoming district events or initiatives that the community should look forward to?
Yes, I would like to invite everyone to our open houses. We are hosting open house for grades 1 through 4 and 6 through 8 on Monday, August 24th from 4:30 to 6 o'clock. And our open house for our high school, which is grades 9 through 12, will be on August 27th, also from 4:30 to 6 o'clock. We also are looking forward to the Du Bois Area High School Sports Hall of Fame Class of 2026. That is scheduled on Friday, September 4th at E.J. Mansell Stadium. And this induction ceremony will take place during the halftime of it'll be our first varsity football game as we take on the Brockway Rovers. We're really excited to welcome the new inductees. And would also like the community to mark their calendars for homecoming and all of those festivities that our community really treasures. And that will be on October 2nd with more information to come.
That is great. October 2nd. That'll be here before we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Wendy. I appreciate your coming today and talking to us about all these issues. Lauren, we'll ask you some questions.
Hello.
How has the district been preparing the teachers and staff over the summer for the upcoming school year?
Well, we have been very busy all summer. You know, when the kids leave in June, we certainly don't stop working. So over the summertime, we have had our leadership teams working in areas like science and literacy, where teachers are helping to guide the work and support implementation of some new programs. Additionally, a big part of our preparation has been making sure our staff have the resources, training, and support they need so that when our students return, we're ready to get started on day one.
Gosh, I always thought all you school employees had the summer off.
Not all of us, but that's okay. We do the great work during the summer, too.
Well, that is good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having any programs or curriculum updates that students will experience this year?
So we will continue the implementation of the PA New Steels standards in science. They emphasize more hands-on learning, problem-solving, and real-world application. At the high school, we will also begin the implementation of our new program called Beaverbilt Innovations, and Brad will talk a little bit more about that, but we are really excited for some opportunities for our students. But ultimately, it's about continuing to strengthen our curriculum while creating more opportunities for our students to connect with what they're learning to really experiences beyond the classroom.
That sounds like a great plan.
Yeah.
What resources are available for kiddos that might need a little additional help? Math was never my strength, and
mine
I needed
either.
Extra help with math.
That's why I was an English teacher for many years. But
yeah.
We will continue to offer our after-school tutoring opportunities at all levels. In addition, each of our schools has supports in place for students who may need additional help during the school day. Those supports can look a little different depending on the student's age and their individual needs, but our goal is to identify students who may be struggling, and it is our goal also to make sure that they have the access to any additional instructional support that they would need to be successful.
I am thrilled to hear that you have the after-school support. And listeners, whether you're a grandparent or a parent, if your kids are struggling, talk to the school and see if you can't get the kiddo enrolled in their after-school support. Because it's very important, especially like we said in the younger years, that kids get the foundations down really good and they'll have an easier go of it as they age through the system.
Agreed.
Do you have any thought as to how parents can help their kiddos establish a good routine before school? Now, they're running out of time, but I guess now would be
You're
the
right.
time to get them used to waking up.
Well, agreed. With school starting next week, It is a great time to start getting back into those school year routines. We really should begin moving bedtimes and wake-up times back to where they need to be. I have a 15-year-old who has to wake up very early for soccer this week. It's been a struggle. So if our summer schedules have gotten a little bit off track, families can start to change those times. Additionally, start talking about your morning routines, your transportation, look through the schedule, and just positively talk about what's going to happen for their school day. Our older students, maybe limit their screen time, their phone time, get rid of those habits that we've developed over the summer, and gaming and staying up late. Even just a little tweak, getting back for a few days will really help the transition next week.
Yes, imagine how hard it'll be for your kids to wake up if they haven't been waking up at the school time. So they need to prepare
for that. Set those alarms.
Yes, and hopefully they'll wake up for the alarm. How about attendance? You know, I guess being there is important, but what do you see as far as what role attendance plays to a student being a success?
Absolutely. Attendance is incredibly important. I've always told my own children that being a student is your job. And a part of that job is showing up every day, being engaged, and doing your best. When students miss school, they're missing much more than an assignment that they can make up later. They're missing instruction, classroom conversations, time with their peers and their teachers, and really opportunities to learn. And those missed days can add up very quickly.
Yes, I guess it's like skipping a part of the recipe. If you're baking a cake, it's not going to come out right if you miss something. So attendance is definitely important and something that I know Du Bois Schools has done a fantastic job of encouraging attendance and working with kiddos that they see have issues getting to school. So that's another strength for our school district. How about social and emotional well-being? How does the district support kiddos that might be going through some emotional issues?
Yeah, it really starts with creating an environment where students feel safe, supported, and connected. We have counselors, social workers, nurses, teachers, administrators, and other staff who are there to support our students every day. We also have a number of programs that focus on connection and belonging, like our Hope Squad, our Beaver Buddies, and our student assistance programs, which obviously we partner with outside agencies to provide prevention and awareness. We just want our kids and our families to know that there's somebody there for them.
Yes, today more than ever, if there's an issue, talk to the school and they'll be able to connect you with someone that can deal with whatever's going on. Please don't be afraid to talk to the school. They're there to help and to make the child a success. They're not wanting to cause you any grief. So if they have an issue in your home, please don't be afraid to let the school know. Well, thank you very
Absolutely.
Much, Lauren.
Thank you.
We're going to talk to Brad Leshinsky, who's the executive director of both the Du Bois Area School Alumni Association and Educational Foundation, and he's also the coordinator of the Du Bois Schools Ready program. Brad, welcome again, and could you please explain what the Ready program is and how it benefits the Du Bois Area students?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. The Ready program is our district-wide career readiness initiative with a very simple goal, preparing students today for tomorrow's opportunities. So it really begins in kindergarten and continues through 12th grade. We want students to understand that there are many different pathways to success after high school. That could mean a 2 or 4 year college, technical education, an apprenticeship, the military, or even perhaps going directly into the workforce. So throughout their time at the district, we provide students with opportunities for career awareness, exploration, teaching employability skills, financial literacy, as well as post-secondary readiness and connection with employers. And so it's really about getting students exposed to the opportunities that are out within not only our community, but the world, and letting them find where their passion may lie.
Are they still taking the ASVAB test, or is that old news?
Students do still have the opportunity to take the ASVAB, yes.
I know I took it, and it was very helpful to recognize what my strengths were and to help me target career opportunities. Absolutely. So I'm glad that those have expanded in our school district. I am curious, how does the Alumni and Educational Foundation support students, teachers, and the school itself?
So we do a lot of different things. We actually provide scholarships to students. We manage many scholarships that have been created through past alumni and others. We also assist with grant writing to help our students and our teachers in the classroom by developing different programs and purchasing things that they may need. We are an educational improvement tax credit organization, so we can work with corporations who want to see their tax dollars benefit the local area instead of going to major metropolitan areas. So that is very large here in the DuBois School District, as well as helping alumni to connect with one another and to look at different ways that the alumni can support the school district, whether that is getting in the classroom and talking about their experiences, their careers, and so forth, or perhaps looking at ways to financially support students in need with scholarships and so forth as they look at their post-secondary educational or employment opportunities.
Well, that is fantastic to hear that you help the kids explore all of their options and to help with the financial aspect as well, because those of us that had to get student loans spent 20 years paying them off, and I'm thankful to say mine are paid off. And before the show, you mentioned Facebook for the DuBois Alumni and Educational Foundation, and you also have a website, and I'm going to go there. I have not joined, but I will be happy to do so. As we wrap up, we have a couple of minutes left. I wanted to ask a fun question. If the two of you could go back and give your younger self one piece of advice before the first day of school, what would it be? What would you advise your younger self to do before going back to school?
Me personally, I would say be better prepared, looking at the future and looking at exactly what I wanted to do. My undergraduate's actually in sociology, criminology, but I had a major knee surgery my senior year of college, which took that degree and created a different career path for me that I wasn't expecting. So I think the READY program, I find a lot of passion with, because it is really good for students to be able to examine, the different career paths and really let them understand return on investment if they're going to college and so forth, and what it's going to cost to pay those loans off, like you had mentioned. So being more in tune with that is what I would recommend for myself.
And how about you, Lauren? What do you think would be a good piece of advice?
A great piece of advice is to let yourself figure it out, right? You don't have to know everything by the time you graduate, but you do need to have some sort of plan for success, right?
And yes.
That's just, the world has such a great opportunity for kids. Take advantage of it.
Yes, well, thank you for coming today. And listeners, think about the kids. If they're having issues, talk to the school. Your older kids, have them talk to Brad about his READY program so he can help them look at all of their options and make an informed decision and even get some help on the financing. And it never hurts to start early. You don't want to wait till the last minute. Well, thank you, listeners, and thank you to Brad Lushinsky, Lauren McLaughlin, and Wendy Benton for telling us all about the upcoming school year.
Thank you for having us.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.